So why shouldn't it be Mr. Dreisel?
No, the Isa de Reise is only Gabi Achille. The Isa de Reise is Suda Shabbos. The Itzimanat is Suda Shabbos, you see. It's only Gabi Achille there is an Isa de Reise. Not allowed, it's an Aveir. To eat in Suda Shabbos, something that's not Muchan. Whatever one eats on Shabbos or on Yom Tev, so has a Chaleishem Suda Shabbos, Suda Yom Tev. But Ligabe here, I mean, there is no Achille involved. So there is no Isa de Reise. Of course, these Rishonim don't agree with Rashi. All right, now the Rashi. Vokomatlo b'yisure, kishemulicham mitano mizobis l'voris, betirem hapich, shumisa botl b'rob, vokomatlo yiso b'yiraim, utnam mimbatlo yiso chathile, d'avol gam d'yisure botl b'rube, hane mileicha d'yarev m'meil, avol y'rube u'batil b'yodai mosa, d'yohet nam m'sech estrumes, So Truma Shinofli Sechtishim Vitisho, Vichozro Menofro Social Hum, Imshayik Mita, Bilbezi Tipuli Soso Achino Kilashom Yahum, Laalis Satrumos, Bidraise, Kigim Trumo, Avu Bidrabono, Kimuk to the Hoch. Rayatesis. Utnanim Vatlan is Lakatril. Viafal Gav the Midraise had the tray bottle. Haime Hechadim Marav Mimeo. Aber wenn wir von den Biedeien, die wir tun, was er... Doch hat Namen sich Strumes. So zur Trumo, die Nofflo, die Seich Tischen, die Tische Schochum, die Chosko, die Nofflo, die Seich und So Schochum, die Riba, die Mischeik, die Mutter, die Dose, die Warte, die sich hat Trille. Und Schane, Hane, Mille, mit Reise, die Rabonne, Warte. Und Mischmoche, die Pilo, was er... Why, die mir Warte, die ist er... Die hat Trille. So denn, if he did it, be Maisie, so die Chachomim kanzen denn. Aber hoche lo yamrien hoche. But here, the whole visa doesn't apply. The shabim vatel chathchile. Why? Because it's only yosem d'rabonon. V'im teima, li'il gabi igul d'havet trume d'rabonon, is yesif olovi vatel. Now since the Gemara says here, that by nisa d'rabonon, we don't apply the din of him vatel nisa chathchile, so something that is only yosem d'rabonon, So we are allowed to have to in the So there, Gabi Eagle, so what's the problem? So Rebleza says, the train is alien is going to the east, but the small is alien is. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if Yeshua pun yalu, if not, no. But if it's allowed to be Mvatel Chathchile, so why can't we be Marbe and be Mvatel Chathchile? And there it's, And there the Gemara says that Ktsiye is only the Rabbono, is only Trumah the Rabbono, is Chayv with Trumah the Rabbono. V'yesh Leima, V'yho the Omar with the Rabbono Mivatlin, Hayne B'dobo Sheikre with the Rabbono, Keimukti, V'yikre Yehine Yehlo with the Rabbono, Avol B'dobo Sheikre with the Raise, Kegein Trumo, Die Ike Schum Dobo der Reise, gegen Dogon Tirisch wie Jitzo, gegen Dogon Tirisch wie Jitzo, a Filo Bimokei, Scheine Yellow mit Rabonon, Moi Bishopere, Seime Watlin. So Teisves lays down a very big Rish. Now we see from this Teisves, the Teisves Shitte is like the Rajbo, not like the Rosh. Because if Teisves Shitte had been like the Rosh, that the halacha that you are allowed in the rabbonon to be mivatel chathchile is only shayach when the be'en is not there, when it's consumed. But when the be'en is there, so then you're not allowed to be mivatel chathchile even the rabbonon, so then there is no kashe. There you have the be'en. You have the truma itself. So we see the Teisa Shite. The Teisa Shite is not like the Rosh. Teisa Shite is like the Rajah. So the Mele Teisa asks. So there it should be muter to be marbe on the Purim shel truma. So on the Ktzias lichatchile. So Teisa makes a distinction between two kinds of rabbis. Now again, we see here this concept that there are two kinds of the rabbis. There is one the rabbis that is completely independent of the raisi, and there is another type of the rabbis. True, it's only with the rabbis, but with the rabbis it comes under a certain category of the raisi. Category of the raisi. So when do we say that we are allowed to be mivatil? To be mivatil chatchile, that is only if the rabbonon is a completely independent rabbon. Let's say like mukt. Now, so of course we see from this thesis that thesis does not agree in the thesis ishenim, the avgimu on the base. Because the thesis ishenim there on the margin, avu ramachmu lipo, the mukt zechmire, we have a kind of rice. Why? Because mukt has a smach with the rice. The Ishenim deals with another question. I mean, it deals with the question of Sveike Lechum and Sveike Lekule. But we see that this Ishenim holds that Mukte is more humble because it has a smach with Raisa. And here we see that the Teisves considers Mukte as an independent rabbon. Independent rabbon. So the Gabi Mukte, which is an independent rabbon, it doesn't come under any category of the Raisa. So we are allowed to be mevatel lechatchil. Mashein kein trumet rabbonon ktzias that is trumas peiris. That is trumas peiris. So there we are not. So that kind of the rabbonon, that kind of the rabbonon. So true, it's only with rabbonon because with raise only dogon tirash viitzar is chayim trumes maizves. But with rabbonon, so trumas peiris comes under the same category. Now, this is according to Teisa Shite, that when the Gemara says Hanach l'trumas tzias im drabonon, so it's because only dogon tirash v'yitzar is midrais. However, according to the Rambam, that even Trumas Peiris is midraise. So how does the Rambam explain the Gemore Hanach li Trumas Tzir Yishiyim Rabbanon? Because Trumas Bismarazeh, and that's the Rambam Shite, that it has to have Pir Skulchem in order to be Mechuyev in Trumas Meis Midraise. It has to be Trumas Purim, so it has to be Pir Skulchem. So Bismarazeh, so even by Sheni, because it really doesn't make any difference between now and by Sheni, because Dusha Shnio, we paskin is Kichol Ishaita, we Kichol Sidori. So there is no difference between the status of Truma Bisman by Sheni and the status of Truma now. But even Bisman by Sheni, according to the Rambam, so Truma is Umaisres are only Chayim in Rabono, because it was not Bia Skulch. Because by Sheni there was no Bia Skulch. So that's why he said Hanach l'trumas tzias im drabonon, because it is manazeh. Now, so we could say that if the drabonon consists because it is manazeh, maybe it's an independent drabonon. So that doesn't present any difficulty, because you see, if let's say there is another trumas drabonon, that's let's say arotzis asmuches la'aretz Yisrael. So it's chayov in Rabbanon. Arotzis asmuches la'aretz Yisrael is chayov in Rabbanon. So that like Amin, Meyov, Mitzrayim, Bovel, Erechino, so that is chayov in Trumas Umaisras mit Rabbanon, arotzis asmuches. So that the Rabbanon is an independent Rabbanon. That doesn't come under the category of Trumas Umaisras of Midrais. Mashein kein, Trumas Meisres in Eretz Yisrael, now we may say, in as much as we pass that is Kitchen was it lovely, so it has Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. But there is a certain halacha that it has to have be a skulcha. But what artisroyal bismarazeh, even according to the Rambam, is mechuyim to bismaitzchiz b'tiras artisroyal, not b'tiras chutz l'aretz. So memeila it comes under the category of the reise. So einoch name ligabei the trumeis in amin meyov and in bovel in Mitzrayim. So there we would say that we can be mevatel isal chatchile. But ligabei the trumo in Eretz Yisrael bismarazeh. So it's not chayav with reise because of the prerequisite of Bias Kulchem, but mit Rabbonon it's chayav b'tiras Eretz Yisrael, not b'tiras Chutz Loretz. Now, for example, let's say ligabi chale. So chale is chayav mit Rabbonon according to all Rishonim. Chale certainly requires Bias Kulchem. And Chutz Loretz, so even the Eretz Yisrael Chale is only Chayev mid Rabbon. Even the Eretz Yisrael, according to all the Shem. And Chutz Loretz also Chale is Chayev. So does that mean that today, Bizman Hazeh, that Chale in Eretz Yisrael is only mid Rabbon, and there is a Chiyuv of Chale in Chutz Loretz too, that is the same Yisrael? No, it's different Yisurim. By Chale is Chutz Loretz, so the Gemara says, Eichel Meilech Vahakim Afkish. One can partake of the Yisrael. If he bakes, let's say, bread, so he can eat of the bread and rely on the challah he'll take after he eats. But in Eretz Yisrael, he cannot eat of the bread before he took off challah. So then he's even an isatevu. Vashenke in challah schutz loretz, even though it's chayim in Rabbonot, but in isatevu there isn't. It's only a mitzvah to be mafkis challah. There is no isatevu involved. So we see that even though Chale in Eretz Yisrael is midrabonon, and midrabonon even in Chutz Loretz is chayv chale, so it doesn't mean that it's the same Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Chale is chayv midrabonon, so it's mamish, the same Yisrael like Chale in Bais Rish midrais. So it involves the Nisa Tevu. So now it's not midrais Tevu, it's only midrabonon Tevu. But midrabonon it comes under that category. Masha'in ke chalas chutz loretz, that's not a mitzvah. It doesn't even involve any isatevu. It's just a mitzvah of afroshe, of being mafkis chale. So here, this drabolon, so in other words, so teisa shiti is that enoch name, we can be mevatel isal chatril and isal drabolon, if the isal drabolon is a completely an independent drabolon. Masha'in ke, if it's not completely independent, if it comes with Rabbon, it comes under a certain category of the Raise. So then we're not allowed to be Mevatel Chatchil. Alright. Gabahi Pauger is Ace the Tarbe, the Nofal Bidikule, Sova Mabaravashe Lisharinu Bitlotim Pauger is Ace, Omale Avue, Altizalvo Bishur. So a Chotzikazayis of Chelev fell into a basket, was Nisari with head. So in order to become bottle, so it requires Shishi. So, and there was no shishi, but there were 30 parts of heter neged the chotzik hazayis of isa. So why did Marbar Rav Asher think that shleishim it becomes bottle b'shleishim? After all, it's a cloud that in order to become bottle it must have shishim. So Marbar Rav Asher held like that's how it appears from the Gemara. That Marbar Rav Asher held like Rish Lakish, that Chotishiyur is not Osa Midrais. Chotishiyur is only Osa Midrabono. So he thought, since Chotishiyur, Chotikazais, is only Osa Midrabono, so we can be maker. So by the Raisa we require Shishi. But by the Rabbanon, we can make it, Shleishim is enough. Shleishim enough. So Omer Avuye, so Rav Asher said to him, Al Tizalzel Bishuwe. So he said two things. First of all, even by the Rabbanon, Al Tizalzel Bishuwe, the Rabbanon, Ve'eit Kamelon Ki Rabbi Eich, and Endom Achot Ishir Osrate. So he said two things. First of all, assuming that the halacha is like Rish Lakish, so still it still requires shishir, we cannot be mekil. And then the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that chot shishir is also not all. V'imivat. So mimele, v'altal shure, v'imivat. אמר אבו לא אמר מלך צהל בשום דרבונון ואידו אמר רבי יחנן חוצי שיר רוסם לטרור so ואמר לו היסיף עליהן עד שישי so in other words he says in the margin it's mentioned מייל because there's a מחלקס in the Gemara whether it requires מייל in all Isurim or it requires שישי So, v'amayl ha'isiv alayin ha'chishi, kidu v'at leiso. Elo shma meno kivin di'ike al-isuri de'raisi, kin hiche di'ike kazayis, hochename hiche d'leke kazayis. Elo yisa d'rabonon, so in other words, so we see that Rav Asher said that it's osa, and it seems that, in other words, why did it, because in the basket at that time, when the chotzi kazayis chilet fell into it, so there was no shishim. But if, in the nisa d'rabonon, It's mutat mivatel chatchile, so what's the problem? So we can get a little more and put it in, and then there will be shishim. So it's a raya that you're not allowed to be mivatel chatchile. Even a little bit of a shlokish, So we see that where midrabonon it comes under the category of the raise, so then we're not allowed to be mivatel. In an Israel Rabbanon. And there too, it comes under the category of the Raise. But only with the Raise, it requires a Kazayis, and with the Rabbanon, even a Mash. But with the Rabbanon, it comes under the same category. So they are not allowed to move out of Chathile. So, Chename, Heiched Leke Kazayis, Vileke El Yisea, the Rabbanon, Eimiva. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, I just want to announce that tomorrow, first of all, there is a Seder tonight. So whether there are high school students here this year or not, but it's important to know that there is a Seder tonight. And no one is to go away to leave the Seder, except if he has a class in college. So that's the only excuse. And if he has no class in college, he has no excuse to go away. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah and one has to search his soul. Now then, tomorrow morning, Slichas will begin at 6:30 and then there will be Shiurim tomorrow in all classes until 10:30. So everybody must be here in the morning. Everyone. And there will be an hour and 50 minutes here in the union of Rosh Hashanah, in every class, in every shiur. So every, what is that?
Does that include us?
Yeah, it includes us. Us, it certainly includes.
You have shiur.
What is that?
I don't have to be such, we have shiur.
Oh, that you'll find out tomorrow. And we have no Sofik, so Melik Svadai, so he could not, if he didn't take off Maisra Serev Yom Tev, so then he could not be Mafriz the first day and the second day,
and say the first day, if today is Yom Tev, so in Bivor Klum, and then the second day, but if today is Chayil, then I'm Afchis, and the second day you should also say the same thing. Because today is Yom Tev and tomorrow is Yom Tev. Thursday is Yom Tev and Friday is Yom Tev. And if he forgot to make an Eil Tafshilin on Wednesday of Yom Tev, he cannot make an Eil Tafshilin Thursday and be Masne. If today is Yom Tev, so tomorrow is Chayil, so I'm allowed to cook for Shabbos on Chayil. And if today is Chayil, so I'm making an Eil Tafshilin now, because today is Yom Tev and tomorrow is Yom Tev. So it should follow that Ligabi Beitzah Shenoyto B'Rishayim, so the Halacha should be Asur B'Shayim. So then the Rambam passes that even Bizma'azeh, that Bodkim B'Kvi Diyarche, so Beitzah Shenoyto B'Rishayim is Mutar B'Shayim. So that's the Kashi. Why? This is the Lech Mishnah's Kashi. Now Rav Chaim gives it Teretz on that Kashi, and he gives it Teretz in two Yifan. Now, one way of saying it is one even is that true that according in other words, what's the Raivachite? The Raivit holds even though we are king between the Arche, but still that Akonis Chachomim was Minagav Sechem Yadech. So we have to deport ourselves the same way as our ancestors. So we have to imagine as if we too have a Sofik. We don't have a Sofik, but we have to consider it as if we have a Sofik. Because the whole reason as to why we have to observe today is because we have to keep up the practice of our ancestors. And since by the ancestors it was a Sofik, so by us it has a Din Sofik. So it's considered as if it had been a Sofik, even though Bimtzias is not a Sofik. So the Rambam could also agree with that. But that's only got the second Yom. Second Yom. So that's only the Rabbanon. So we say, true, we don't really have to observe the second Yom Tev, we have no Sveikis. But with the Rabbanon, we should observe it as if it had been a Sofik. So the second day has a din sofik, but the first day, now that we have ki, so we know we derive it Yom Tev. So then we cannot say, so the Rambam Shiti is, we cannot say, midraise itzvada Yom Tev, and midrabonon itzofik. That the Rambam considers as a stirim nil bay, if itzvada Yom Tev midraise, so how can we say sofik Yom Tev midrabonon? So melee, so the result is that in regard to the second day, so true, the Rambam can agree with the Raivot in regard to the second day. That since the whole purpose of observing the second day is to keep up the tradition of our ancestors, and by them it was a Sofik, so by us also it has to have a Din Sofik. But Ligabe, that's Ligabe the second day. But Ligabe the first day, where we are key, and we know it's midraise Yom Tev. So then the Chachomim didn't say midraise it's Yom Tev Vadai, and midrabonon it's Sofik Yom Tev. So according to the Raivet, so that's the Takonis Chachomim, that it should be considered as it didn't Sofik midrabonon even the first day. The Rambam Shit is no, the second day has it been Sofik. But the first day that is Vada Yom Tev midraise, so does not have a din sofik, is vada yom. So now, so mele, ligabe hafroshes maishres, so mele, in order to be mafrish, what does he have to say? So he has to, let's say, if he didn't, he wasn't mafrish on Wednesday, so on Thursday, he's mafrish on at night, and on Friday is Mafis on the Friday. So what did he say? So he says, so he couldn't be Mafis Maisres unless there is a Maisa Afroshe on the first day as well. Without the Maisa Afroshe on the first day, he couldn't be Mafis Maisres. So in order that the Afroshe should be Chal, he must realize in Maisa Afrose on Thursday, and he must realize in Maisa Afrose on Friday. How can he realize in Maisa Afrose on Thursday? What will he say? He'll say, now, if today is Yom Tev, so in the Dvoriku. Oh, I think Dvoriku. So it doesn't matter. But if today is Chayil, so then I'm Afrish. He cannot say, if today is Chayil, I'm Afrish. How can he say, if today is Chayil? It's definitely Yom Tev today. It's Midrash Yom Tev. So we cannot even imagine that Midrabon it's not Yom Tev. If Midrash it's Yom Tev. So Mele, he cannot make that Rosh on Thursday. He cannot say, if today, Bisman, Hoviye. So then he was able to say, it was only Sovik. The first day also was only Sovik. So he was able to say, if today is Yom Tev, I'm Midrash. If today is Chayil, I'm Afrish. But today, he cannot say, but if today is Chayil, I'm Afrish. I mean, how can he say, if today is Chayil, I'm Afrish? It's not Chayil. With Rabbonon itself, it's Vara Yom Tov. So maybe he couldn't realize in Maisa Afrosh on the first day. And the same thing with Abayi of Tafshil. So Bisman of Hiyere, if he forgot to make a new Tafshil Wednesday, so on Thursday he says, if today is Chayil, so I'm making a new Tafshil, Erev Yom Tov. And if today is Yom Tev, so tomorrow is Chayil. So tomorrow is Chayil. So I'm allowed to prepare on Chayil for Shabbos. But how can he say, if today is Chayil, then I'm making an Erev Tafshil now? How can he say on the first day if today is Chayil? It's definitely not Chayil. Yes.
Why can't he make the Erev Tashul on the second day? The first day we know it's not a Yom Tov. Just to make an Erev Tashul on the second day, that certainly has no effect.
How can he make on the second day? In other words, the Erev Tashul he must make Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov. Now, so he made the second day, so how can he make an Erev Tafshil? The second day is Memorabshach no good. The Maise making an Erev Tafshil the second day on Friday is Memorabshach no good. Because it's either all. If Friday is Chayil, then he doesn't need an Erev Tafshil. And if Friday is Yom Tov, how can he make an Erev Tafshil on Yom Tov? So, an Erev Tafshil, if he forgot to make an Erev Tafshil on Wednesday, then the only day when he can make Bisman Achiyah itself. So the only day he was able to make an Erev Tafshil was after the first day. But the second day, it's Memorabshach nu and void. There's no effect. The second day. So the Erev Tafshil, even Bisman Achiyah, so he had to be made on the first day, not on the second day. What can he do on the second day? On the second day, Memorabshach, it has no significance. Because the second day, so Bisman Achiyah itself. So what will he say? If today is Yom Tov, then he cannot make it a Tafshil. If today is Chayil, he doesn't need a Tafshil. So Bisman Achiyah itself and a Tafshil could only be made on the first day, but not on the second day. So, but now that the first day is Vada Yom Tov, so he cannot say, if today is Chayil, and tomorrow Yom Tov, then now it's Erev Yom Tov, I made a Tafshil. How can he say, if today is Chayil, Erev Yom Tov? He knows that this is a lie. It's not so. Today is Yom Tov.
So why does he need an Erev Tafshil altogether?
What?
Why does he need an Erev Tafshil on the second day?
Because Midrabonon it's Yom Tov. And you're not allowed, without an Erev Tafshil, one is not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, even though it's Yom Tov in the Rabbanon. So without an Erev Tafshil, so one is not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But only if Erev Tafshil. What's the meaning of Erev Tafshil? Erev Tafshil really means, of course it's Lehekia, but what is the Hekia? The Hekia, The Eretz Hashem means as follows. Now, of course, the Eretz Hashem is effective because Midrashim it's mutter without the Eretz Hashem. But the Rabbanon, it's also, for whatever reason, it's mutter Midrashim. Whether it's because of Hail or it's mutter because Tzoch Shabbos Lassim Yonte. Midrashim is mutter. But the Rabbanon, it's also, so with the Eretz Hashem it becomes mutter also with the Rabbanon. So what is the effect of Eretz Hashem? Because with Rabbanon, it's also to prepare, to cook Yonte for Shabbos, if the preparation, the cooking and the baking for Shabbos has not as yet begun. However, if the preparation, the cooking, the baking has begun over the Erev Yonte, and Yonte is just mamshich with the preparation, then it's mutar in Rabbanon. That's the effect of an Eretz Hashem. What is Eretz Hashem? Eretz Hashem means that before Yom Tov he cooks a certain tashil and he bakes, let's say, a challah or a cake, whatever it is. So and that he keeps for Shabbos. So that means the cake that he bakes Erev Yom Tov, it doesn't have to be that Erev Yom Tov. It can be baked a month before Yom Tov too. So the tafshil that he cooks, the erev Yom Tov before Yom Tov, or the bread that he bakes erev Yom Tov for Shabbos, now he has to keep that challah until Shabbos. So that means that marks this cooking marks the beginning of the preparation for Shabbos. Then when on Friday he cooks for Shabbos, he's only mamshich. He's only mamshich, he finishes off the preparation. But he really started the preparation Erev Yom Tov, the preparation for Shabbos, he started Erev Yom Tov. Now, when is it considered so? If he made this declaration, I mean. So, he made this declaration when he said, by dini ubin yishoron lafuil vashur. So the second day Yom Tov, he certainly cannot make an Eretz Hashem because he has to say, in other words, he's making this Eretz Hashem on Erev Yom Tov. So the second day Yom Tov, so Mimonev Sheach. If it's Chayil, so he doesn't need Eretz Hashem. If it's Yom Tov, so he cannot make Eretz Hashem. So Bizman Aviyeh, if he forgot Erev Yom Tov, so the only time he could make the Hashem was the first day Yom Tov, not the second day Yom Tov. But now, Bizman Achereshim, where the first day Yom Tov is Vada Yom Tov. Vada Yom Tov with the Raisim, Vada Yom Tov with the Rabbanon, not Tzofik. He cannot say, if today is Chel. How can he say? It's certainly not Chel. That's why the Gavi Afroshe, the Gavi Afroshe is Maizres, the Gavi Tafshim, the Ramon Paskins, the Bizman Azeh, Bizman Achereshim, so he cannot be mafkis ma'isres on the first and the second day. He cannot make it a tafshim on the first day on. Mashenkin ligabe beitzo. So beitzo. So the whole din of beitzo on beitzo shenogo beyond tef depends upon the tzil of both days together. This is the halacha that beitzo that beitzo shenildo. Beyond Tev, Beitzo Shenolda Beyond Tev is Muta Bechem. Beitzo Shenolda Beyond Tev is Muta Bechem. Is Muta Bechem. So Mele, we have to consider the Tzil for both days. We don't consider each day separately, but we consider the Tzil for both days. Of both days. So Mele, so too, the first day is Vada Yom Tov. The first day is Vada Yom Tov. So if we are to consider the first day by itself, then we say it's Vada Yom Tov. It's Vada Yom Tov. I say it's Vada Yom Tov. But like Abi Beitzo Shenoldo, we don't consider the status of the first day by itself. We consider the tzilf of both days. So the question is, in order to determine the question as to whether Beitzo Shenoldo Berishi is Mutar V'Sheni, then we have to decide how many days Yom Tov do we have. Do we have one day Yom Tov, or do we have 2 days Yom Tov? So too, in respect to the first day itself. So it's Varayom. It's Varayom. But Ligabe Beitzo Shenoldo, so when is Beitzo Shenoldo Berishin Asura B'Sheni if we have 2 days Yom? But here we cannot say that we have 2 days Yom. We have only 1 day Yom. We have only 1 day Yom. So the reason as to why you have to observe the second day is because in respect to the second day, we consider that the first day was not Yom. In respect to the first day, we cannot say it's not Yom. But in respect to the second day, so we say that the first day is not Yom. The Chachamim won't be saying that one has to observe 2 days Yom. There is only 1 day Yom. Excuse me, 1 second. So that's why Beit Shenoldo Berishen is Muter B'Sheni. Because in order to be Asura B'Sheni, then we must have 2 days Yom. And since the Yom Tev Sheni is only a din sofik, so that means that we don't have 2 days Yom. That's one way of explaining the Rambam. Just excuse me one second. Now, this is mashma from the Magid Mishneh, that this is how the Rambam himself understood the Rambam. But then he explained the Rambam another way. He says not only that the Rambam can also, the first Eretz consists in the assumption that in regard to the second day, so it has a din sofik. Only the first day by itself has a din vada, but the second day by itself has a din sofik. So memela ligabe, so memela ligabe beitzo shenoldo b'rishen, so we say mutar b'sheni, because in order to be asura b'sheni, then we must have 2 vada days yom, 2 days vada yom, and we don't have 2 days vada yom. The second way of explaining the Rambam is that the Rambam shita is not only that the first day is a din vaday, but even the second day also is a din vaday. Inasmuch as we know we are pkim b'kviyat yarche, and still we have to observe the second day. So the second day also by itself also has a din vaday. So the first day by itself has a din vaday. The second day by itself has a din vaday. But some melee means the first day by itself has a din vaday. The second din by itself has a din vaday. So you cannot be mafis maisas, you cannot make a froshe on Thursday and say if today is Yom Tev, then in the Dvorai Purim. Alright, that's alright. And if today is Chayil, and if today is Chayil, then I'm afresh. He cannot say if today is Chayil. And he cannot say the second day also if today is Chayil. Because each day by itself is Varayom. Is Varayom. And the Erev Tavshilun also. He cannot on Thursday make an Erev Tavshilun and say if today is Chayil. It's Varayom. So he cannot be Masne on the first day and say if today is Chayil, I'm making Erev Tavshilun. So it's Erev Yom Tev, I'm making Erev Tavshilun. Today is Varayom. So each day by itself is Varayom. Each day by itself. The first day is Varayom Tev, and even the second day by itself is Varayom Tev. But Ligabe, again, is the same kind of reasoning. But Ligabe, Beitzo Shenoldo, so there the Aloch is that Beitzo Shenoldo Beyom Tev is Mutavachet. Beitzo Shenoldo Beyom Tev is Mutavachet, in order to be Oseh. So then we must assume that we have 2 days Yom Tev. So Ligabe Beitzo Shenoldo, we have to consider both days, the tzio for both days, not just 1 day. So since we have to consider the tzio for both days, in order to say that the Beitzo Shenoldo Beitzo Shenoldo Beitzo Shenoldo, then we must assume that we have 2 days Yom Tev. And that we cannot say. That wasn't the Takonis Chachomim. That we have 2 days Yom Tev. Takonis Chachomim was that each day by itself is Vada Yom Tev. But not that we have 2 days Yom Tev, Vivala. And the Gabi Beitzo Shenoldo, Berishin, normally should be Asur B'Sheni, then we must say that we have 2 days Yom Tev. Because the din of Beitzo depends upon the tzirut for both days. And So we daven each day by itself, we can say that each day by itself is vada. But ligabe beitzo, the fact that each day by itself is vada is not enough. In order that beit shnil lebalishin should be asur b'sheni, then we must have 2 days yomtev. The tzirub of 2 days yomtev. And 2 days yomtev there isn't. There is only 1 day yomtev. There is only 1 day yomtev. So the Chachomim said that the first day is the 1 day, and the second day is the 1 day. So in respect to each day by itself, that is the 1 day yomtev. But we can wait, so we cannot consider 1 day. We have to consider only both days, and we don't have 2 days, we have only 1 day, so may it's a one of Shah. So it has to be one. That's the terrace. Yes?
I understand according to
is the really the same rationale. Yeah. The only difference is that in the first terrace, he assumes that only the second day, that only the first day is a din vadai, and the second day he has a din sofik. In the second teretz, he assumes that each day by itself has a din vadai.
Yeah, but in the first offense, when you say the first day is a din vadai, right?
And the second is a din sofik.
It's a din sofik. So how can the basic move to the second day? I mean, when you take a look at it, so the second day, what did you say? That the second day you look at it as if the first day might have been called, but that's a lie. I mean, the first day was not yet.
Because Ligabi Beitzo, you have to consider the tzilu for both days. Of both days. And how many days Yom Tov do we have?
One, that's the first day.
No, why one?
What?
I mean one.
One, so that's
it's
the first
one.
Day.
When you consider the tzilu, so then you don't say just the first day. Because then you are ignoring the Rabbanon
altogether. Right,
so you are only considering the Raisa. You cannot ignore the Rabbanon. You cannot ignore the Rabbanon. So in other words, so then when you consider the Tziru, so then you say, one of the 2 days is Yom.
But you can't say that because it's divided in the first one.
No. So when we have to consider each one separately, then of course the first day is Vada Yom. But when we consider the tzilub of 2 days, then we say that one of the days is Yom, and the other one is Chayim, because the Chachomim won't be sat in that 2 days Yom. All right, these are the two. What is it? Yes.
Before we said that we wanted to draw a kasha came that Yom Tov can't be made in the Shabbos, so kasha came Yom Tov shouldn't be made in the fall. So Rashi said that, no, it's not true because a Suda's call doesn't need as one. But now if you're going to say that the second...
So if Yom Tov cannot be on Shabbos, so Yom Tov should certainly be Mechon Chay. So Rashi said because Suda's Chay will be Mechon Chay. Okay, fine. So
as one. Okay, but now if you're going to say that the second day, he has a Din Sofek, right? So then he should need as one. I mean, it needs as one, doesn't it? The second.
I mean, Rashi was talking about Chil Mamesh. Rashi was talking about Chil Mamesh.
Right, but here when you have two Yom Tovs, right?
Yeah.
So the first day is according to the first way. So the first day is Yom Tov. We look at it like the Yom Tov, right? The second day is Din Sofek. Din Sofek Yom Tov Midrash Bonim. Right? But it still needs, but so any Suda on the second day needs Hasmona. Right? So it doesn't need Hasmona. So.
No, I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand what bothers you. So what is the Kashi? What is the Kashi? So what?
So if the Suda on the second day needs Hasmona, right? So then why should.
First of all, the Rambam does not agree with Rashi Shita. According to the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Rajbo. That it says nothing to do with Muktzeh, with Muchor. It's a special halacha that one Yom Kiddush cannot be Meichin for another Yom Kiddush. Cannot be Meichin for another Kiddush. So that's only Shayech, Ligabe, Yom Tov and Shabbos. But Yom Tov and Yom Tov is not Shayech. Gabi Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni is not Shayech. Now this is the Teretz of Abchaim, but I'll tell you the truth, I mean. This teretz, I mean, it's very good, but it's a little thin. I mean, but I don't understand why why Reb Chaim had to resort to all that? I mean, there is a much simpler teretz. A much simpler teretz. I won't mention it in the public here. Now, this, the halacha, you see, there are two questions that we have to consider. First, we have to consider the question of Sveikin Yehim. Of Sveikin Yehim. What does Sveikin Yehim mean? Sveikin Yehim means that one is Yom Tev, one day is Yom Tev, and one day is Chayim. One day is Yom Tev and one day is Chayim. And then there is another Indian of Dusha Adichte, one Dusha or two Dushas. Now it's not, the two are not to be equated one with the other. It's two separate concepts. First there is a concept of Vadai or Sofik. Vadai means, now I'll tell you, you're already Mide Chazoke, so now this is the last time that I'm letting you in late. But the next time I'm not going to let you in late, and it applies to everybody else. Now anyone who comes in late, he just cannot come in. And I want to point out, some boys, so we did not come to the second Seder. And some, let's say after the Shir, so instead of coming to the Smedres, so I don't know where they went. They went somewhere else. Now I have the attendance record. Now those who did not come to the Smedres after the Shir, and I don't care when the Shir ends, whether the Shir ends 11 o'clock or the Shir ends 12 o'clock, after the Shir you have to be in the Smedres and you cannot go away. Now those who did not go into the Smedres, they know themselves. So they must see me in order to straighten out their record. Otherwise, they will not be in this class. And there are a number of boys who have to see me because of Lexit in the second Seder, either because they want the second Seder altogether, or because they came in for 5 minutes and then they left. So there are two concepts. One concept is Vadai versus Sofik. Another concept is not Vadai versus Sofik, but Gdusha Achas, Shtei Gdushas. So let's say Bizman Ovi. Bizman Ovi. So it's not only that it wasn't the Dusha Achas. Bizman Aviye, it's not only that it wasn't Dusha Achas. All the Yom Tevim, other Tel Moshe Shon. So, if today is Chayil, then I'm Afish. How can you say if today is Chayil? There is no Sofik, it's Vadai. It's Vadai Yom. Bizman Aviye. So he could say that. There were two alternatives. And he didn't know. But now he knows that it's Yom. So if he knows it's Yom, then he cannot say if today is Chayil. He knows it's not Chayil. And Friday he cannot say that if today is Chayil either. Because he knows it's not Chayil. He knows it's not him. So that does not mean that Bizman Acheshbim, so every Yom Tov Sheini is like Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, besides the fact that both days are Vadai, so it's considered Gdusha Avich. So it's considered Gdusha Avich, that means it's one long day. Rosh Hashanah, we don't consider it as 2 days, Yom Tov. We consider it one day. One day Yom Tov, but the one day Yom Tov continues less, not for 24 hours, but for 48 hours. So that's Gdusha Achas. It's one day Yom Tov. That's only the Gabi Rosh Hashanah. That's only in Gabi Rosh Hashanah. So it's one day Yom Tov. It's Gushachs. Masheikei. Other Yom Tovim shall go, yes. So two, according to the Rambam, Bizman Hazeh, we have Kim, Bikvir, Diyarche. So the first day is Yom Tov. The first day is Yom Tov. And the second day is Yom Tov. The first day is Yom Tov Vadai. The second day is Yom Tov Vadai. But the Rambam doesn't mean that the 2 days are one long day. It's two separate dushes. It's two separate dushes. And we see that according to the Rambam, there is a difference in the essence of Kedusha of the first day and the second day. Does anyone have the Rambam Hilchos Aveilos here, no?
Basically.
The last one. Now, the Shita Zarambam is, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that. So the Minhag today is not like that. But the Shita Zarambam is that if somebody is Kever HaSmeisei beyond Tov Sheni, Tov Goyes, so then he has to observe Aveiros. He has to see Kever, and beyond Tov Sheni itself. If he was Kever HaSmeisei beyond Tov Sheni. The Minhag today is not like that. The Minhag today is that if someone is kever mes beyond of sheni, then the day is even in the cheshbon of shivo, but he doesn't observe aveiros. But the Shita Rambam is that if he's kever as mes beyond of sheni, so then he has to be neig aveiros. He has to see kever. And beyond of sheni. Why? Because beyond of sheni is with the freyim, and aveiros in addition is the raise. So mele. The Esed Reise of Aveiles is Deich Yom Tov Sheni Nezmaro. So the Rambam says in Perek Yud Milchasobu, Halochi Yud, HaKever Es Meisei B'Yom Tov Sheni, Shu Yom Tov Ha'achet, Ol B'Yom Tov Sheni Shil Atzeres, Neig B'Aveiles, Heil B'Yom Tov Sheni Nidivreyem, Va'Aveiles Yim Rishin Shal Teiro, Yidoche Esed Shal Divreyem, Nei Esed Shal Teiro. Avol, עם כובר ביום תפשני של ראש השונו, אינו נהיג ביאבילס, ששניהם כימור וכן, מטעם שביארנו בלכת כדש החדש. However, if he's kever as me say the second day ראש השונו, then he does not observe אבילס. Why? Because second day ראש השונו is קדוש הריכט. So it's the first day. It's the first day. But, so we see from the Rambam, that it's not a question the Reise of the Rabbonon. Because if it had been just a question of the Reise of the Rabbonon, so Yom Tov Sheni true, Yom Tov Sheni Shalosh Hashanah. But that itself is only the Rabbonon. Mid Reise, the second day Rosh Hashanah is not Yom Tov. Only the third day Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. Not the second day. So the whole year of Dusharichte is in the Rabbonon the Council. So one of Shachif, it had been just the Aloche, that where the Yom Tov is only with the Rabbonon. So then Aveiros is Deiche, the Yom Tov, the Rabbonon. So even Kever as Meis and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, the Aloche should be, that he should be mechuyev to observe Aveiros. And still, what he says, that if he's Kever as Meis and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, so then he does not observe Aveiles, even though it's with Rabbanon only. The answer is because Kolbi Tik Rabbanon Kinder Isaac. So Mele, true Midr Isaac it's not Yom Tev, but Midr Rabbanon it is Yom Tev. And Midr Rabbanon, the second day Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tev Rish. That's the Rabbanon of Yom Tev Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. In other words, it's a Hemshech of Yom Tev Rish. So it's Yom Tov Rish. So maybe if it's Yom Tov Rish, so just as Kever as may say Yom Tov Rish in the Reise, there is no Aveiles. So Kever as may say Yom Tov Rish in the Rabbonon is also no Aveiles. Kol Tik Rabbonon Kev Reise. But the Gabei Adon Yom Tov Shal Goliath. So there it's not only that it is Mirabonon. With Rabbon itself, it's a different kind of Yom Tov. It's a two, the Etzem Gdusha is a different kind. There is a Gdusha Sayyim of Yom Tov Rishon, and there is a Gdusha Sayyim of Yom Tov Sheni. There is a Gdusha Sayyim of Yom Tov Sheni. So it's a different Gdusha. It's a different Gdusha. But by Rosh Hashanah, so Yom Tov Sheni is only with Rabbon. But with Rabbon, it's Yom Tov Rishon. It is the Dusha Sayyim of Yom Tov Rishon. So the halacha of Dusha Arichta is that it has the Dusha Sayyim of Yom Tov Rishon. It has the Dusha Sayyim of Yom Tov Rishon. Not that it is, not that, that, it has the Dusha Sayyim of Yom Tov Rishon. So, not just that it's with Rabbon. But that's only Gabo Rosh Hashanah. So Gabo Rosh Hashanah, it's not only that it's Vada, you see. You see, so Rosh Hashanah is distinguished from all other Yom Tevim, let's say Bizman Aviyah, in two ways. All other Yom Tevim, all other Yom Tevsheni is Bizman Aviyah. So not only he wasn't Yom Tevsheni, wasn't Yom Tevsheni, wasn't Yom Tov Sheni considered to have to be to consider to have to be in the Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishon, but it was only so, it wasn't Vara. And by Rosh Hashanah, so first of all it was Varai, and then the Vadai Yom Tov of the second day Rosh Hashanah is not B'Teiras Yom Tov Sheni, it's B'Teiras Yom Tov Rishon. It's Yom Arich. It's one long day. It's one long day. It has the Kedush Sayyim of Yom Tov Rishon. Now, Bizman HaChesbun, so the Rambam Shittai, since we are not laboring under any Sveikes, we know exactly the situation. We know that the outgoing month was the Choser. And still we have to observe the 2 days, so that means that the first day is Vadai and the second day is Vadai. But it's Shtei Kedushas. It's not Kedusha Arichta. It's Shtei Kedushas. You see, it's a different Kedusha. Second day is a different Kedusha. Aveles is Aveles Diraisi, Aveles Yom Rishon is Deicha the Kedusha of Yom Tov Sheni. But it's not Deicha the Kedusha of Yom Tov Rishon. Because of that, Akeveres may say Yom Tov Sheni Shalosh HaShonoh does not observe Aveles. But Akeveres may say Yom Tov Sheni of Adiyom Tevi, so we observe Aveles. Why? Because Aveles Yom Rishon is Deiche Yom Tov Sheni. But Aveles Yom Rishon is not Deiche Yom Tov Rishon, even if the Yom Tov Rishon happens to be with Rabbon. And Yom Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov Rishon with Rabbon. Mashen came Adiyom Tevi, so it is with Rabbon, but in Rabbon itself it's not Yom Tov Rishon, it's Yom Tov Sheni. It's a different Kedusha. It's Yom Tov Sheni. So, Mimele, the Aloche of Beit Shenoto, that it's Asuro. So the Aloche is Beit Shenoto is Asuro. That only implies that the Beit Shenoto, if a Beit Shenoto is Neldo, whether it's because of Mukze or because of Peyos HaNisrim, or because of Maskin Suzovu, or because of Exero, Yom Tev De'almo Mishum Yom Tev Asomach L'Shabes, whatever reason it is. So, Beit Zo Shenolda B'Yom Tev is only Asuro, that day Yom Tev. The Chachomim didn't answer it for another day Yom Tev. They only answered it, that day, not the other day. But Gabi Rosh Hashanah is the same day. It's the same day. So we made the Beit Shoshanah the Beit Shoshanah the Beit Shoshanah. But Gabi Adi Yom Tevi, it's another day. It's another day with another Dusha, everything. It's something else altogether. So, and when Chachomim asked Beit Shoshanah the Beit Shoshanah, they only asked it for the duration of the day. Whether it is because of Muktzeh. So in other words, it has to be, in other words, because it wasn't Mucha Merav Yom Tev. So it's something that was not Mucha Merav Yom Tev is Asuro for Yom Tev. Yasuro for Yom Tev. So so it's only also for Dedek. And whether it's because of Maskis Ezov or even if it is because of Ixero, Yom Tov Da'omer Mishum Yom Chasom V'Shabbes. So the Chachomim only asked it for Dedek. They didn't answer it for the next day. But by Rosh Hashanah, the second day is the Hemshech of the same day. Mashenke, Gabei, Yom Tov Shishal Donyeh Mizrach Heshm. So true, it's not Sofi. It's Vadai, but it's the Duchess. So it's another day. So we may have reached the Shishal is Mutar Hashem. Yes.
Because of the
Gush Shabbos,
so the Gemara held in the
Havanah
that Shabbos
Yom Tov
is like one day.
Like one day, that's fine. Like one day, one Gush. If it's one Gush, so that's considered one day. One Gush, but Yom Tov Chishni and Yom Tov Sheni is two separate Gushes. The guy is from Aveiros. From Aveiros we see that it's two separate Gushes. Yes, what is it?
I don't see why the Shabbos,
even
if it is different, why should it be worse than
the Shabbos?
We pass
all over
the
Shabbos
and the
Zash. This is what Goldberg asked.
Yeah.
Because this halacha, the halacha of Yom Tov Meichel Shabbos, so the Yisa de Raise applies only to two separate Yom Kiddush. Two separate in Kiddush, in other words, Yom Tov and Shabbos. But it does not, certainly Midrash, it doesn't apply to today's Yom Tov, because Midrash said there is no such thing as Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. There is only one day Yom Tov Rishon. But the Chachamim asked, Beitzer Shenoda b'Yom Tov Da'omer Mishum Yom Chasom V'Shabbos. So they only asked it for that day, they didn't ask it for the next day. All right, now, אומר רבי מתקונס רביכם מזקה ואיריך ביצו מתארס ותנאם משחור אביס המקדוש הסכים רביכם בן זקאי שהיא מקבלו לישחיד יש כל העיר אומר רבי סוגר יש רבי סי that after the Hakon of Habichem Mezakai, that we can be Mikabel even after Minche, so Mimele, there is no Kedusha Arichte. So in other words, so if Eden came after Minche, so Bezdin is Mikabel the Eides, and Bezdin is Mikabel is the 30th of Avel. So the 30th of Avel is Yotet. So Mimele, Beitzo Shenoldo Berishen is Mutar Vishay. Omri Abaye Vorav Shmuel Damret Abaye Beitzo Asur. And of course Rav Shmuel did not refer to the time of Kelim Chomez Amidosh. They certainly had reference to the time, to their own time. So that was after the Chum Bis Amidosh. And still we say, Beitz Asur. Omalei, so Rabbi said, Amin Elo Hanu Rabbi Yechon Mezakai, V'yat Amret Li Rabbi Shmuel. So in other words, so Rabbi Yischilik on Rabbi Shmuel. So in other words, Rabbi holds that now, after the Chum Bis Amidosh, so in Kavli Yechidish Kwayei, so we made a Beitz Asur Nogu Berishim, is with Terev Hashem. So the Gemara is a kashe, will Rav Shmuel kashe masnik. But this is a mishnah mefereshes. V'teftachum misamigdosh u'mikavu kol hayehin. So which day is Yom Tev? Which day is Yom Tev? So just the first day is Yom Tev. So how can Rav Shmuel say that even after the Chum misamigdosh? So basically, all the Berishim is mutarev v'shem. So the Gemara answers, "Lo kashi, hold on v'holu." Now here there is a machlekes in the pshat of this Gemara. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos on one hand, and the Balamoyer on the other. Now let's see how Rashi. Tosfos agrees with Rashi. Hold on v'holu. Livnei al tisroel sheisim mechod mutarev. אבל לדידון נגיל לעשור שהרי עדיין לא נעיסי שני יום ועידנו כבת חילו מפני איזה דקום הראשון לא מפני סוף הלקחונו ולפוסקום אצלנו משהזכרנו אין לא כאילו לא מראים מנהגינו זה מפני התקום הראשון אלא מפני הסופק ובית מטורס הולי אמרי תחילנו ולפוסקו איזה דקום אצלנו שנח לעשיס ימחות עדיין בישרנו ראשינו עמדנו ליישום כי אמור ליישום כי אמור. So Rashi says, now it's Rav Shmuel say, so Rav himself holds that, not like Rav Shmuel, so in other words, Rav himself holds that now after the Chum Bisamidosh, so Beit Shnol the Berishin is with Erev Sheik, of course. Even after Chum Misamigdosh, so one is not allowed to do Miloche on the 31st as of Elul, because of Sekhid Yemen, because they don't know which day was Niskanish, even after Chum Misamigdosh, whether the 30th as of Elul or the 31st as of Elul. But, so we do have to observe 2 days, after Chum Misamigdosh too, but after Chum Misamigdosh, Rabbi says, we only have to observe today, it's because of Sekhid Yemen. Because we don't know which day the Beis Avad was Kaveh. So Melee, if it's only because of Sekhid Yemen, so Beit Shnol the Berishe is Muteres Vishemi, according to Rabbi. Even in Chutz Lotz. So Beit Shnol the ברישן יש מתארד בשם בטרב ושמואל ואחיר כאן רב and they say that ביצו איב מבטחו מסמידוש so ביצו שנול בו ברישן is אסור בשם so in other words it's not just say so in other words that means that we have to observe the second day not just because of Sekhid Yemeh if it had been just because of Sekhid Yemeh so Mimon of Shachit would be mutter the second day the bait. So that means B'tira Svada you have to observe. So that's only, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's only Gabi Chutzlot. Mashim Kinli Gabi Eretz Yisrael. So then, Beit Shnol the Berishin, is Muteret Vishen. This is how Rashi explains it, and Tosfos explains it. Now the Bala Moya, so he says, hold on the holy who now so he says that Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'aretz is the same according to Rashi Eretz Yisrael Beit Rav Shmuel hold that Eretz Yisrael after Chum Misamigdosh so Beit Shenol Do Berishen is Muter Rishen and when do Rav Shmuel say that it's Asura Mishemi because of the Shalichte, that's a Chutz Lo'aretz. But now it's Israel, it's Mitarat. He knows about Israel, it's Mitarat Mishemi. The Bala Moya says, no difference between Chutz Lo'aretz and Eretz Yisrael in regard to Rosh Hashanah. But it means, Holom Baruhu means in the Beis Avad, in Yerushalayim, the Beis Avad, they never had any sveikes. They every year, every Rosh Hashanah, they knew exactly which day they were mikadesh, when the Eidim came, and everything. So melech, in the Beis Avad, so Beis Yishon Olde Berishin is Mutera B'Sheli. Beis Yishon Olde Berishin is Mutera B'Sheli. Because after Chum Beis Amidosh, in the Beis Avad, there are no 2 days in the Beis Avad. There are no 2 days in the Beis Avad. Mashein Kerim in Chutz Loretz, and in Eretz Yisrael also. So they didn't know, outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Tchum of Yerushalayim, so they didn't know. So in many ways, in the Chutz Loretz and in Eretz Yisrael, Beit HaShanot, the Belishem, the Asurashim. So in other words, the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on one hand, and the Ramoyer on the other is, in regard to all of Eretz Yisrael, other than Beis Avad. According to Rashi and Tosfos, so all of Eretz Yisrael, other than Beis Avad, so has a din according to Rashi and Tosfos. So all of Eretz Yisrael has a din like the Beis Avad, and according to the Ramoyer, all of Eretz Yisrael has a din like Chutz Loretz. Turn today, if you have the Baramoya, the belief. Wait, Asher, how long ago you? We be born in the world, shall we begin with us, ishne yom in the Sofi, ben kirim takone, ben lacha takone, wo yischad ish etzloim ishum simo in takone, schabich am ezaka, וכשם שכירים תקול לא יסוד ביצע אסור, לפי ששני היומים הוא יסוד בשעה אחת, כך לאחת הכל. אבל פי שחוזרו לייסון כשני יום תיבי של גודל שם נורדים, אף לא אוכל ביצע אסור, כי מנוגעינו, כי אם תקון, והוא הדין על בארץ ישראל, בכל מוקים חוץ מוקים עבד, הכי הוא כמנג ליבובה, אבל לדעו במקים עבד, שלא יראו להם שום סופי, כי אם תקון, שלא נהיגים, אין מסיעם קידש ומוח הקידש, הוא יסוד ביצע אסור, או דהבד, so, da wo du schaar richte, schnee a jomin, kiem echot do oma dome, o lach ashe hisch skin, rabbi hini chodom liis, mi kamo is achidish kwa yeim, af yu bom na michol mailo lo imo yegim, kiem eis a yeim bilbat kidesh, vim bo ibo yegim kwa lo is a yeim, o yin egi isi lo mocho, bilbat kidesh, mitzo, bin kach u bin kach in agdusha yeim echot, ואף על פי שהוא ימשם בין כל היים ובישם בקדושו שלא יובי יעיד עם הדרת ולא ימפסיק עם איסים בקדושו שיד מערב משום זה הספיק ולערב אם ליבו יעיד עם כלל הוא יוני יגין למוח הקידש אין קדושס הספיק של ים רישי מסתרפס ושסבל אישו יפשני ומנהים בבזה מותרת בזה דהשת מייס יגבוי למיוצה למפריה דהיה מקאמה חיל גומו מאחר של ליבו יעיד עם כלל זאת אומרת שבאמור יסרס that all of Eretz Yisrael has the same status as Chutz Loretz. Because they believe that as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, they believe that are the same Sveikis as the Chutz Loretz. And the Chutz Loretz. Whereas Rashi says that Eretz Yisrael is distinguished from the Chutz Loretz. In the Chutz Loretz of Beit Shoshen Oldo, Beit Shoshen Oldo Berishet is Muteres. Is Muteres in Chutz Loretz, so Beit Shoshen Oldo Berishen is Asur B'Sheni, and in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, so Beit Shoshen Oldo Berishen is Muteres B'Sheni. In other words, according to Rashi and Tosfos, so Eretz Yisrael is like Beis Avad, and according to Baramoyer, so Eretz Yisrael is like Chutz Loretz. Now what is the machlokes between Rashi and Baramoyer? The Rambam says in Perik Ches Milchasei Rabim Haloche Ches Hamei'arev Lishnei Yomim Tevim Shel Golyes Oy Lishabes V'yomtev Afal Pishuei Rubechot Afal Pishuei Rubechot Liruach Achas Lishnei Ayomim צורך שיהיו בוערב עם כאלה מוצו בלילו, אישנו בלילו שני כל בן השמושת
In other words, suppose Yom Tev is Somach LeShabbos. Let's say Friday is Yom Tev. So he wants to walk 4,000 Tamor in the Mitzvah direction. Now here is his home, and the 2,000 Tamor is here. And then that's the limit of 4,000 Tamor. So he puts the Chalas Thursday afternoon before Shkia. He puts the Chalas here, 2,000 Tamor away. So maybe his Kiddush is here, he'll be able to walk from his home up to here. Because first of all, he has a right to walk this direction 2,000, and in this direction 2,000. So he can walk from his own 4,000 Tamor. Now, so he wants to walk in the same direction, the same 4,000 Tamor, both days, Friday Yom Tov and Shabbos. But since the Raman Paschal is state douches, so Mele, even though he wants to walk in the same direction, but the challah must be in existence Friday night. Suppose the challah is eaten up, let's say Friday morning, then on Shabbos he cannot walk there. Because the presence of the challah here, the Minash Moshe is a Thursday, is Kenesh Vise only for Yom Tov, for Friday. But it's not Kenesh Vise for Shabbos. In order it should be Kenesh Vise for Shabbos, then the challah must be present in that place, the Minash Moshe of Friday night as well. And if it was Nechal or Nisrav the challah Friday afternoon, and it's not in existence in that place, Friday Minash Moshe, so you cannot walk on Shabbos. And the same thing is true of Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Goyos. If he sets up an Eir and Eruv Mitrumin for both days Yom Tov, So let's say, so the fact that the challah was there, was present, the Minash Moshe of Wednesday, so he cannot be Kedesh Vise for the Friday day. Only if the Minash Moshe of Thursday, the challah is there, then he can be Kedesh Vise for the Friday day. Because it's two Kedushas. Shabbos Yom Tov is two Kedushas, and Shnei Yom Tov Shel Goyos is two Kedushas. So he says as follows: Hamare v'shen yom tov shel goyes, uli shabbos yom tov, afal pishu yirevecho, nuruah hachas l'shnei hayomim, tzorich sheyi oir rabim keime, motzu b'lelo rishen v'lishen yikol b'nash moshes, keitzat reise. Now, if he wants to be sure, I mean that it will not be nechal, how he can't trust anybody. I mean, maybe somebody will pass by and he'll eat up the challah. So he leaves a day melichi b'erev Yom Tov, fui b'erev Shabbos, umach shecholov, v'neit le b'yodei, ubolehim hoyo yoyop, ulmocho melichi leisi moki, umanich ishom, ad shetech shach v'eichlei, im hoyo Shabbos, o im viye im hoyo Yom Tov, mipnei sheim shtei dushis, v'einon ki yim echot, ki lishenei ma'amil rishin kono erev l'shnei yom. So the Rambam says, that the reason is why if the challah is nechal, the first day, so he cannot walk in that direction. The second day is because Shnei Yom Tov Shel Goyos is Shtei Kedushas. That means Dok Rosh Hashanah. So he's kene for both days. So even if the Nechal, let's say Rosh Hashanah, the way it was here, Thursday and Friday. So suppose he put the Chale, if the Chale was there, the Wednesday Minash Moshes, but it was Nechal on Thursday, so still, according to the Rambam, he can walk Friday. He can walk 4,000 Tamor in the Mizrach Ha'Erech, because it's Dusha Achas, Rosh Hashanah. So the only reason is to have Shnei Yom Tov Shel Goyos is not. So if the Challah was Nechal on Nisra before the second Minash Moshe, so it cannot walk the second day, is because it's Shtei Dushes. But by Rosh Hashanah it's one Dusha. So even if the Challah was Nechal on Nisra, let's say Thursday morning, he'll still be allowed to walk Friday 4,000 miles. This is Shiva Sarama. So by Rosh Hashanah, if the Challah is Nisra the first day, so he can walk the second day. Because it's Dushachas, the Raya is Chelik, and the Raya holds that even by Rosh Hashanah, if the challah will be Nisrach, let's say Thursday afternoon,
and the Minash Moshes of Thursday, there is no Chale at this point, so he's not Kine Shvise, so he cannot walk Friday. Even by Rosh Hashanah. Kosov Arayetza. Toro Baze. Sha'afilu Bishne Yontef, Yontef Shor Rosh Hashanah, Aval Pishen Dusha Achas, Tzorech She'yu Erev Kayom Bilel Sheni Ubim Kemi. Lichum Gam Rinon Shem Dusha Achas, Aval Likul Eloyam. In other words, the Raivet Chita is that the whole concept of Dusha Achas is only the Chumre, but we don't apply the concept of Dusha Achas or Shishono, Likure. Whereas the Rambam Chita is that we apply the concept of Dusha Richte Likure as well. That's the Machleket between the Rambam and Raivet. According to the Rambam, so we apply the concept of Dusha Richte according to Raivet, we apply the concept of Dusha Richte only lechumre, but not lechumre. In other words, the Raivet Chita is that Rosh Hashanah has two aspects. It has the aspect of Dusha Richte, and it has the aspect of Svegriye. According to the Rambam, Rosh Hashanah has only one aspect, Dusha Richte, Svegriye Menat. Other than the table, there is a game, there is no Dusha Richte. But Rosh Hashanah, there is Dusha Richte, there is no Sveger Yehme. Now what's the Shaila? What Shaila is involved here? Of course, that's the Nafkimine, but I mean, what is really the at the core of the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet? Now, how was it, let's say, while the Bishamidgosh was in existence, so there was a Takone, in Bohu Eidi min Amir Chol Mailo, so Eimi Kavnes Eides, but, so which day will be Niskadish as the first day of the new month? The second day. But still, Neyagim is Eim Kedere Shul Mochkins, inasmuch they are already made, Gdushe, so in the major part of the day, so they have to finish off the day, Gdushe, they have to repair as Meloch and that was B'Teres Vara. Not with Yerushalayim, because they already knew that the 30th is not going to be the first of Tishrei. The 31st is going to be the first of Tishrei. They came in at 2 o'clock. All right, Lachamich. So Bez Mutat Likav. Bez Mutat Likav. So they knew that no Tzveikes, they knew that the first of Tishrei will be the 31st, not the 30th. Still, they had to finish off the day of Gdush. So that was with Yerushalayim. So that was B'Tir HaSvara in that year, that Rosh Hashanah. That Rosh Hashanah, it was B'Tir HaSvara. But how about other Rosh Hashanahs? Where the Eidim came in the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, on the 30th, so then Bezdin was Mikadesh, the Bisavad was Mikadesh, the 30th. So then the Bisavad certainly did not observe 2 days, observed only 1 day. Insofar as the Bisavad is concerned. So of course we have no shyness in regard to the Bisavad. The Bisavad in regard to the Bisavad. So those Rosh Hashanahs where the Eidim came after Minche, so then the Bisavad had 2 days, and it was in Bisharich. Those Rosh Hashanahs where the Eidim came before Minche, so then they had only 1 day. How about the Rechikim, the Jews who lived in Rome, they didn't know on any particular Rosh Hashanah whether the Eidim came before Mincha or after Mincha, whether they came on the 30th or whether they came on the 31st, they didn't know anything. How about them? So they always labored under the Sofik in every Rosh Hashanah. They labored under the Sofik, maybe the Eidim came after Mincha, how should they know? So they had to observe 2 days Yontef. They had to observe 2 days Yontef between as Dusha Richte. So the question is this. Did they have to observe, the Jews in Rome, who never knew on the Rosh Hashanah, in any given Rosh Hashanah, they didn't know whether the Eidim came the 30th, the 31st, the 30th before Minche, the 30th after Minche, they didn't know. So they certainly had to observe 2 days. Did they have to observe 2 days B'Tir HaSdusha Richte and not to eat the pizza that was nailed on the 30th, to not to eat it on the 31st, Pitira Sofik, Dushavichte, or they had to observe every year Pitira Sofik. So the question is, what was the Kakoris Chachomi? When the Chachomi were Misaki, Ibo Edim Lamin Chol Mayo, Neyadim Esiayim Kedesh, Yomocho Kedesh. So in respect to the Pesavad, there is no doubt that the Takoras Bechachomim then was in Bo, Le'achar HaMincha, Ne'adim Esiayim Kedesh, Yomocho Kedesh, the year when they come after Mincha, so the Pesavad has to observe 2 days as one long day, B'tiras B'sharich. And the year when they don't come after Mincha, they have to observe only one day. If they come before Mincha, so the Sabbat has to observe only one. But in regard to the Rechekim, who didn't know, and every year was the same to them, because, so they didn't know. So every year, every Rosh Hashanah, every 30th and 31st of El, so they had the same suffering. As to whether the Eidim came after Mincha, Mele, there are 2 days Yom Tov. B'tiras B'sharichte, or they came before Mincha, so it's one day. Or maybe they came the 31st, so it's also only one day. Only day. They didn't know. So they had to observe 2 days. And they certainly had to observe 2 days. And Asar the Beitzo that was no downlishin to Asar the Mesheni. But what was the Takores Chachomim? Was the Takores Chachomim that, in other words, one Takone, in other words, one Takone, Ligabe Bisabat, and one Takone, Ligabe all other Jewish communities. In other words, the Takone was that the day when they didn't come after Mincha, the Rosh Hashanah, when they didn't come after Mincha, there are 2 days B'sharich. Other Rosh Hashanahs, when they don't come after Mincha, there is only one day. But maybe regarding B'Sabbat, they always knew, but regarding the Rechekim, who didn't know, so the Chachomim said, the Rechekim who don't know, should be Terasoti, observe 2 days B'sharich, the Terasoti. Oh, maybe the Takonis Chachomim was at the very outset, in as much as the Chachomim knew that the Rechekim will never know when the Eidim came, so the Takonis at the very outset was. So there are 2 Takonis, so the Chachomim made 2 Takonis. 1 Takonis, Ligabe the Bisabat. In other words, that Ligabe the Bisabat, that the Bisabat has to observe 2 days to Sharichte. And the Rosh Hashanah, those years when they didn't come after Mincha. And Rikabe Rechekim, who always labor under the Sofi, when they didn't came, so they should every year observe 2 days Dusharichte, Pitiras Vada. So the question is, was the Takone made at that time? Rikabe Rechekim, who don't know to whom there is a Sofi every year, that they should observe 2 days in Tirasvara. And even if Rav Ishmael is Galye, that they came in the morning, they are also Mechuyev, the Rechekim, who don't know. So they are Mechuyev to observe 2 days B'Sharichte. Because some years, there is B'Sharichte. So Mimela, Rigabi, the Rechekim, who don't know, all years should be the same, and should be treated as B'Sharichte. That's the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. This is the machlekim to the Rambam Raya. The Raya which the Rambam Shite is that the concept of the Sharichte applies not only lichumre, but it applies lichulos. So in other words, if he put up an Erev and Ruvi Tchumim Wednesday, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the Erev was there and the Bina Shmoshes was in existence, in the Bina Shmoshes of Wednesday night, but it was already Nechal, by the Bina Shmoshes of Thursday night, so Friday you can also walk 4,000 tavim. Why? Because there is no Takone of Sveik the Yehine, Ligabe Rosh Hashanah. Because when the Chachomim were Misaki,
When the Chachomim were misakei, in bo eidim yamincho umaylo, meaning misakeiris mochkides, the Chachomim in effect made two takones. One takone lidavi lebisavad, that only the Rosh Hashanos, when the eidim come, after minche, has to be observed 2 days to shavichte. That's one takone. The other takone was lidavi lerecheki, who don't know, who always are overcome with the sofik. So every year they should observe 2 days Dushanich and Tiraswara. But Tiraswara, not the Tiraswara. So Mele, so even with Kube, the concept applies. The Raivet holds that the Takone of Besden was Ligabi Beisavad, Ligabi Beisavad. So then, Ligabi Beisavad, so they have to observe 2 days Yom Tev, Piteras Dushavichte, only the Rosh Hashanah, that the Eidim came after Minch. Ligabi Derechekim, we don't know. So the Takone was, they should observe every Rosh Hashanah. Misogic, because maybe this particular Rosh Hashanah the Eidim came after Mir. Bitera Sofik, not Bitera Svara. Bitera Sofik, not Bitera Svara. Some Mele, they, according to Raivet, one has both Chumas. He has to anticipate the possibility. In other words, the Chachomim won't misakei a separate takone legabei the Recheiki, that all Rosh Hashanah should have Dushavich. The Chachomim made the Takone only the Rosh Hashanah when the Eidim came after Milche has Dusharich. The other Rosh Hashanah is not. But the Rechikim don't know, so they have to anticipate. Maybe this Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah when they came after Milche. So if Tlaf Ishmael is Galye, that this Rosh Hashanah, they came after Milche, then they are Mechuyevim wrong to observe 2 days of the Sharich day. If objectively, it is determined if Klaf Ishmael is Galye that this Rosh Hashanah they came in the morning, so they're not mechuyev to observe 2 days. So, but the Jews in Rome don't know. So misofik they have to observe 2 days to Shavichte. Misofik. Maybe as to any given Rosh Hashanah, they have to be gracious. Maybe this Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Hashanah when they came after me. But if, let's say, then it will turn out, they'll find out that this Rosh Hashanah they came in the morning on the 30th, so it will be Uvadol Mafreya, that they were not to Mechuyev to observe 2 days of Sharif Day. But they didn't know, so it's in a Sofik they had to observe. So that's the Shittes HaRaivet. The Shittes HaRaivet is that the Chachomim, Shittes HaRambam is that the Chachomim made a special Takone, Ligabi Derechev. A special Takone Ligabi Derechev. Who have a Sofik as to them that every Rosh Hashanah has 2 days to Sharif. Inasmuch as they have a Sofik, so every Rosh Hashanah has 2 days to Sharif. And even if they find out later that there was only 1 day, they even came in the morning, that doesn't change the picture. Because that was the Takone regarding the Chaykin. That every Rosh Hashanah they should observe to Sharif. Because they don't know. Pesavad, when they know, only certain Rosh Hashanahs, but others who don't know, every Rosh Hashanah has to be observed between a Svadai at 2 days to Sharich. And the Raivet says, no, there was no special Takone Ligabi Derechei. There was one Takone. Now we see, I mean, Raivet, so, but doesn't it appear from this Gemore that there was a special Takone all over the world? So no matter whether you accept Rashi's Pshat or you accept Balamoyer Pshat, but we see, I mean, that there was a special Takone. There was a special Takone.